becoming a bestower like the Father. I open the first gate, the gate of going beyond the world of sound. Using my mind and intellect, I have stored the power of superior thoughts. And I am lost in the depths of God's secrets. I experience my past, my future. And I observe my every breath of every second. Baba, you have become my constant companion. My elevated celestial thoughts have replaced my vocal. Only soulful attraction and my eyes reveal my true self. Every action is filled with virtue. Whatever virtue is needed at any time emerges and is visible on my face, in my behavior. God has made me an instrument to bestow to weak and wandering souls. Everyone appears before me as only souls. The feeling of bodies is absent. My physical or mental eye has become dormant. There's only God and myself in my memory. I am lost in the depths of God's secrets of togetherness with the One. I experience the ultimate stage, the stage of perfection and consummation, the stage of absolute power, a bestower like the Father.
Om Shanti. A very warm welcome and a golden welcome to all Baba's children who have come from across the globe to your own home, Madhuban. So we all wait for 1 year to come to Madhuban, don't we? Yes. So can you be more louder? Yes. Good. So Madhuban is such a beautiful place. We receive a lot of support here. We receive support from our seniors. We get a variety of classes here. We have the support of the very powerful atmosphere. And of course, you know, it's a chance to meet the unlimited family. So today we have a very special welcome, a golden welcome with our special seniors. And today it's an attempt to give a little glimpse into the golden age gathering, where all deities are seated, fully decorated in Raj Darbar. You know, it's a big hall where everybody is seated. So today all Brahmins, would be future deities, are all seated here wearing a crown, but it's a crown of responsibility, a crown of responsibility of self-transformation and world transformation. So it's an invitation for all of you to sit in the consciousness of being a deity, full of divinity and royalty, and enjoy the rest of the evening. And now we have few cultural items presented to express joy of being in Madhuban and meeting the unlimited family. So first we have Sister Guillermina from Mexico. She's going to play a flute, and the theme being "The Winner Takes It All." Okay, thank you. So meanwhile we have a dance. It's a very special Ras Leela, but it's an angelic version of golden aged Ras. In the confluence age, Ras signifies lightness of sanskar. So I invite all the sisters across the globe to come onto the stage and start Ras Leela dance.
बनाए मिलकर आओ, स्वर्ग बनाए मिलकर। कहती ये दुनिया सारी, कहती ये दुनिया सारी, जैसी सोच वैसा जीवन, वैसा जीवन, वैसी ही सृष्टि हमारी। हम फैलाए ज्ञान प्रकाश, बदलेंगे धरा आकाश।
हम फैलाए ज्ञान प्रकाश, बदलेंगे धरा आकाश।
अब सबकी यही है आस, अब सबकी यही है आस। स्मृति से बदली दृष्टि वृत्ति, बदली कृति और प्रवृत्ति। दृष्टि बदली फैली अशांति, दूषित हुई है सारी प्रकृति। परिवर्तन कर ले स्मृति को, बने की दुनिया प्यारी।
परिवर्तन कर ले स्मृति को,
सोच वैसा जीवन, जैसी सोच वैसा जीवन, वैसी ही सृष्टि हमारी। हम फैलाए ज्ञान प्रकाश, बदलेंगे धरा आकाश।
हम फैलाए ज्ञान प्रकाश, बदलेंगे धरा आकाश।
अब सबकी यही है आस।
For the beautiful dance. Now we have Sister Ayako from Japan playing violin and Brother David instrumental music. So Sister Ayako is a renowned musician and I request her to come onto the stage to play violin.
बीच में ना, वो चार है।
Thank you, Sister Ayako and Brother David. What we just heard is a newly released album, The Sound of Light. It was done in collaboration with BK Australia, and it can be downloaded on all platforms. Now I request Sister Guillermina from Mexico to come and present her music. Thank you, sister, for the beautiful song. And now for the most awaited part of the program, meeting with our seniors and taking inspirations from them. So now I would like to invite our seniors onto the stage. I would like to invite Sudesh Didi to come onto the stage. I would also like to invite Prabha Didi to come onto the stage. And also would like to invite Dr. Pratap Midhaji to come onto the stage. I request the sisters to welcome our seniors with crown, tilak, and golden sash. Thank you. So before we hear inspirations from our seniors, I would request everyone to stand up. We would have a royal nod, looking at each other with a royal soul conscious gaze and a royal nod. It's a small gesture to acknowledge divinity and royalty within ourselves and in the Brahmin family. Myself and Sister Nanath would demonstrate it, and you can repeat the same with your neighbor. Now I request Sudesh Didi to share her inspirations with the group. Sudesh Didi is a senior director of Gyan Sarovar, joint chief of Brahma Kumaris, and also European director of Brahma Kumaris. Didi has been serving for more than 6 decades in many places in India and across all 5 continents in over 100 countries. Didi has taken a very deep sustenance from both Mama, Baba, and all Dadis. So today we would like to hear from Didi, her inspirations for the group.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Prem. Om Prem. Om Anand. Paramanand. First of all, hearty welcome to all Baba's royal children, Rajyogis, Raj Rajeshwar, Yog Yogeshwar, to Madhuban Gyan Sarovar, coming again, and as well as those who have been here many times, since many years have been to Sweet Home. And special welcome to the ones who are coming first times. I am sure last so fast this mantra applies to those who are coming, in fact, before the too late board is put in the, for announcement. I am wondering, Baba have been speaking about it, be ever ready, be accurate suddenly. And yet, time to time, we see the souls Baba has been invoking are still have to come. And those who have come first time, of course, the inspiration for them to come into the first age, the golden age. And it is never late, never too late. Last so fast, fast so first. This mantra is always applies to everyone. Last second realization and transformation can make the soul fly, bring wings of zeal and enthusiasm, and the strength of perfect purity, peace and love. You have come to Gyan Sarovar, which is actually very well known that Baba himself specially came to inaugurate this place and has said that this place will serve the world. And world, we can see that from all over the world, Brahmin children come like flying swans, pick up the virtues, share virtues with each other. And also all the official programs for different wings as well as for bhattis are in this beautiful atmosphere environment are organized. And Brahmin also definitely when come home, it's not only home, it's university, and many different types of opportunities are there for spiritual self-development. The gathering this beautiful Rajyogis is reminding me one of Baba's beautiful versions that this is Raj Sabha, royal gathering, but these are Brahmins who create the systems for the whole Kalpa. And just like in this worldly government, there's parliament and the members of Vidhan Sabha, legislative assembly, they make some laws for the public. But here these are all these members of Raj Sabha, royal gathering, which their thoughts, words, actions, communication, inspiration, inspire others and make this system of our godly maryadas that Baba has established. Sakar Baba and Mama established that spiritual system, spiritual laws, and our dadis and dadas, senior brothers, and also from all over instruments of those who take care of different zones have really, from their life, made the life of others. And what I feel that you, the living lighthouses, have come. Take the light of love, light of purity, light of peace, light of happiness. And as Baba, the bestower of blessings, ever bestower, so continue to receive blessings. And blessings comes from the heart, not just with the hand, but from the heart. But why hand is also shown that there is a power of unity, the power of strength. And when the hand is like this, it gives the three signals. First, stop, that is dot. We have come, you have come here. If anything which is still even a trace of anything is there, which was making difficult to move fast or to stay tall, and with great intoxication say, God is teaching us. We are learning the spiritual laws in practical life and create all the system throughout the whole cycle. So anything which is making slow or blocks the flow and does not allow to feel that joy, stop. Stop that speed of that direction and have taken the new direction, turning towards the right now because we are standing at the confluence age. And then Baba and Mama says, have the zeal and enthusiasm and courage. I have been keeping patience, trust, respect, and surety in my heart that you children have been victorious every kalpa, and your wish to transform yourself and reach yourself at elevated stage, become an example and sample in the world, and hoist the flag of divinity, dignity, spirituality in the world. And he has as much trust, hope, at the same sense, patience as well. But we have to be first. His patience is inspiring us, his trust, his love, and then all of us having this aim that you will go full with all what your aim was when you started your journey, prepared your journey or planned and booked the ticket with what aim you want to come. You go full with that aim and fulfill Baba's wish, as well as you become the embodiment of visions and examples for others. Welcome again. Happy heart is happy. Eyes are also dancing with happiness. And words, of course, no words to say. Because you have come at your own home. It is not, you are not guest, you have come. Welcome, welcome children, welcome. Baba opens his arm and welcomes you. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Didi, for the beautiful inspirations. Now I request Prabha Didi to share her inspirations with the group. Prabha Didi is the director of Gyan Sarovar and sub-zone in charge of Bharuch, Gujarat. Didi has been associated with Brahma Kumaris for over 60 years. Didi has taken her initial training from Brahma Baba and also Dadi Prakashmani and Dadi Janki. From last 48 years, Didi has taken responsibility as sub-zone in charge of Bharuch. Also, Didi is Gujarat State Coordinator of Education Wing. So I request Didi to share her inspirations with the group.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. आज की सभा तीन स्वरूप में दिखाई दे रही है। बाबा ने हम सबको वर्तमान समय तीन स्वरूप की स्मृति दिलाते हैं।
ओम शांति। I'm seeing today's gathering in three forms. And at the present time, Baba is giving us a vision of our form that we should be in this moment.
Abhi Brahman, Brahman se Farishta, aur Farishta se Devata.
At present, we are Brahmans. From Brahmans, we will become deities, and deities into angels.
To sabhi suksham vatanvasi. फरिश्ते भी दिखाई दे रहे हैं साथ साथ हमारे भविष्य की जो राज्य अधिकारी देवता स्वरूप ताज तिलक धारी सभी देवताएं दिखाई दे रहे हैं
At present I'm seeing all of you in the confluence aged subtle region residents the angels And also the future self-sovereigns, the ones with the crowns and the tilaks.
तो आप सभी ब्राह्मण, फरिश्ता, सुदेवता, सभी का ज्ञान सरोवर में आप सबका वेलकम है. आप सभी बाबा के घर, अपने घर में पहुंचे हैं इसलिए आप सबका हम तहे दिल से स्वागत करती हूं
I'm welcoming all of you with a very warm heart the ones who are the brahmins to become the angels and the deities you've come to your own home and so a very big warm welcome to each one of you you've just come to your father's home. A very warm welcome. Welcome.
प्यारे बाबा ने प्यारे बाबा ने आप सभी का कितने समय से आवाहन किया तो बाबा तो आप सबका वेलकम करते ही हैं साथ साथ हमारी सर्व पूजनीय दादियां जो विशेष कर्मातीत बनकर के वतन में आप सभी का वेलकम कर रहे हैं और यहाँ साकार वतन में हम सभी ज्ञान सरोवर निवासी भाई बहने मिला कर आपका वेलकम करते हैं।
बाबदादा हैज बीन इनवोकिंग ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर अ लॉन्ग टाइम एंड सो वेरी वार्म वेलकम फ्रॉम बाबदादा ऑल आवर एंसेस्टर दादीज आर वेलकमिंग ऑल ऑफ यू फ्रॉम द सटल रीजन एंड हियर ऑल द ज्ञान सरोवर रेजिडेंट्स are welcoming you with a very, very warm heart, with lots of love. Welcome, welcome.
हम सभी कितने भाग्यशाली आत्माएं हैं जिनको भगवान ने चुन करके निकाला है बाबा ने कहां कहां से अपने फूलों को मोतियों को चुन करके निकाल के फूलों से गुलदस्ता बनाया और मोतियों से हम सबके बाबा ने गले की माला बनाई है तो हम कितने भाग्यशाली आत्माएं हैं।
We are all so very fortunate that Baba has selected each one of us from every corner of the world and Baba has made us into beautiful flowers and beautiful pearls. With the flowers, Baba has made a beautiful bouquet and with the pearls Baba has made a garland around his neck and so we're so fortunate to be so close to Baba in this way being the garland and also the bouquet
to hame sada ye nasha rehna chahiye ki hum baba ki mala ke manke hain aur baba ke guldaste ke phool hain इसी नशे में जब हम चलते हैं तो हमें बहुत खुशी की प्राप्ति होती है और साथ साथ जो हम सभी पुरुषार्थ करके जो बाबा ने हम सबको लक्ष्य दिया है कि हमें अभी देवता बनना है तो उस लक्ष्य पर भी हम सभी पहुंच सकते हैं
Feeling so very intoxicated that Baba has made us into the beads of the rosary, the garland around his neck, the flowers of the bouquet in front of him. And at the same time, Baba has also given us the aim for us to become the deities. So with that aim in front of us, having the intoxication that we are becoming those golden age deities. That's the effort that we have to be making at this time with that intoxication and faith.
आप सभी भी विशेष बाबा से मिलन मनाने के लिए समय प्रति समय आते हैं ये संगम युग का समय हम सबके लिए बहुत सुहावना समय है जिस समय पर ही हम बाबा के बच्चे अपने प्यारे बाबा से साकार में मिलन मना सकते हैं जो भक्ति में हम सभी गाते थे कि भगवान एक सेकंड का दर्शन दे दो लेकिन बाबा एक सेकंड नहीं बल्कि हर पल बाबा हमें अभी साथ का अनुभव कराते हैं और हम मधुबन भी बाबा से मिलन मनाने के लिए आते हैं
You've been coming to Madhuban from time to time to be at home with Baba, to celebrate a meeting with Baba in the physical form, the corporeal form. And Baba is giving us, on the path of devotion, people have been singing, God, give us a glimpse for just a second. But here we are so fortunate that it's not just a question of a second, but we are actually with Baba at every moment. Baba is giving us the experience of being with Him at every moment. And so again, the fortune of just celebrating the meeting with Baba in the physical form here in this world.
So Baba se abhi hum milan pana karke apne andar wo gyan ratno se jholi bharte hain. Jo jholi hame Baba kehta hai ki is sangam yug par jo tum kamai karte ho wo kamai hamari 84 janam chalti hai. तो इस समय की कमाई इतनी हमारी पावरफुल कमाई है जो हम पूरे 84 जन्म इस कमाई से ही चलते हैं.
We ask for our aprons to be filled with the jewels of knowledge, and so at this time, through this earning, through this income, we're becoming so prosperous, full of all treasures, that this income not only lasts us through the confluence age, but for the whole cycle. And so for all time, becoming so full of all treasures, the treasures that Baba is giving us at this time, and filling our aprons with those jewels of treasures.
Aap sabhi vishesh Baba se apni jholi ko bhar karke jayenge. Yahi meri aap sabke prati aasha hai. Om Shanti.
My pure hope and desire for all of you is that when you go back from here, you go back with your aprons full of all treasures, feeling yourselves to be completely full in every way when you go back. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Didi, and thank you, Jesuvan. And now I request Dr. Pratap Bhai to share his inspirations with this group. Dr. Pratap Bhai serves as Additional Secretary General of Brahmakumaris and is also Director of J. Vatimal Global Hospital and Research Center, Mount Abu. So Pratap Bhai has dedicated his life to the integration of modern medicine with spiritual wisdom, leading many healthcare initiatives under Brahmakumaris' banner. So now I request Pratap Bhai ji to share his inspirations with his group.
Om Shanti. What a joy to be here. The moment you enter the hall, what do you feel? This shift in consciousness. We feel very happy. We are crowned. And normally, if you look at the world today, there's so much uncertainty. There's so much distress, and here we enjoy the love of the Supreme, and we experience the joy of being in the confluence. Because Baba has very clearly said us, whatever we are going to attain in the golden age, we have to experience in this life. In this life only we have to become perfect and complete. In this life, the world around us is very fragile. Everything changes any moment. And the moment you think of the new world, how elated you feel, how wonderful it is to be in that consciousness of the golden age, where everyone has its best status, the best ability is expressed there. Baba says that intoxication should stay with us. Like being, as Prabhadidi was saying, that in this life we are very fortunate that we have this Brahman birth. We are the children of the Supreme. We are godly students. And then also we are fellow travelers on this journey. But what is the foundation of our joy or our love for Baba? And that is the experience which we have. You know, whatever knowledge we have attained. It is the experience. Every moment is our experience. When you make your trip to Madhuban, you always feel that now in Madhuban we'll have the opportunity to reflect, have new experiences in meditation, have new attainments in our Brahman life. The experience depends upon our effort and our attention. You know, one of the things which is enshrined in the scripture that the yoga or the meditation, you require practice and you are also require detachment. When we are in this consciousness, we are detached from the outside world. But what needs to be done is practice. Baba always tells us that we are angels, we are the children, you know. Once I heard from Mohini Didi, we are angels because we are the children of Brahma, who is the angel. So we are master angels. Now we have to become angel in full form. That's what we need to do. And angels, they are, you know, if you go to the West, I've seen a couple of places, every city has a guardian angel. So that angel only protects, angel only bestows, angel only shares. So we are all master bestower because we are angels. We are angels, we experience. You know, what is the best experience? In this knowledge, the best experience is the experience of truth. That eternal truth, that I am a point of light. That eternal experience, which is imperishable. The experience which we had on the first day of our introduction to Baba. And that point of light, how really subtle that experience is. That's why, you know, every Baba is in the last Murli said, what is important is every thought, every moment. Because every moment what we experience, even in the bhakti, you know, the one which are leading bhagats are the devotion. There, if you look at their life, if you look at their picture, the intoxication which they have, the kind of, they are lost to this world. They are in their own world. They are, you know, whether it was Radha, and whether it was Meera, or whether you see other saints and sages, Chaitanya Sant was there in Maharashtra. You know, if you look at their feet are not on the earth. So that intoxication of being the child of God for us is a truth, it's a reality which we have experienced. And every day in meditation we have new experience. Experience of being a point and then applying a point and remembering the point. What Baba says, three dots. So experiencing that point that I am an eternal soul, I am an imperishable soul, whole fear is gone. We become fearless. We feel so good and relaxed because that fear is gone. We know that we are on a journey. Even when someone leaves the body, what we say is that he has gone for a new journey. On an advanced party, what we say, for a better role to play in this drama. So we all know that this life is very precious, very valuable. And what we need to do is more we go deeper, the more subtle we become, the more powerful we become. Like energy, what they say, the infinitous point is more powerful. So that point, like body, our body, we have almost 40 trillion cells, but even the soul is even finer and infinitesimal from that cell also, single cell. Cell can be visualized, but the soul we cannot, we can only experience that energy within us. The more we are forward on our journey to being Sato Pradhan, that our original stage and the golden age. The golden age stage, the more powerful we feel. But what is that? That is only shift in consciousness, making our thoughts, making our every sankalp powerful and positive. You know, earlier we used to keep a chart. How did I do my meditation? How did I go through the world? Now Baba says we need to keep a chart of our thoughts. Every sankalp needs to be seen. We have to make a routine so powerful that every thought is satopradhan. That's why Baba has been emphasizing again and again in the Murli that we need to look at everyone as a powerful soul, have good wishes for everyone, have pure feelings for everyone. Why? Because that is what would cut down our negative thoughts, our waste thoughts. When we look at everyone as a powerful soul, as a divine being, then it makes all the difference. That's the crux, that when we are in this world, we know that everyone is playing its role. I am playing my role and everyone else is also playing role. And so when we accept each other, appreciate each other, then our task becomes very easy. The waste thoughts go away without any effort. So our effort has to be being in that consciousness of that eternal point of light. And then you don't have to make effort to apply brakes. But if you have, as Baba says, that we look at each one as their future. Like Baba, when we came to Baba, Baba looked at our future, not our present. In present, we might have done something which was not even right for us. We also sometimes regret on our past. But Baba didn't look at our past. Baba looked at our future. So we also, when Baba is looking at our future, Baba has given us the responsibility for world transformation. Baba always says that you need to have a benevolent attitude, love for everyone, kindness for everyone, giving everyone the inspiration, giving everyone the support to change, to transform. So when we have that consciousness, when we have that awareness, that makes all the difference. And then we have to remember the point, that Shri Baba, who is also the point, and he is the supreme point. Baba also explains us so many times in Sakar Muralis that Shri Baba is not like a big, big light or big point, but it is also a point of light. So we are connected. When we are connected with that, that empowers us. That gives us the strength to move forward. You know, even in the bhakti, they say that, like Baba also says, if we make God as our companion, so everything becomes easy. So that awareness, that intoxication, that God is not only my supreme father, but he's also my companion, my friend, and then it makes things very simple for me. All of us, that strength which comes to us really transforms us, really gives us the courage, gives us to be carefree, because it's very important that when we have the courage, then even small or big obstacles don't matter to us. As Baba says, even only a couple of days, Baba said the situations are like play. If we play, then we are ahead. So in a way, this opportunity which comes to us when you are in Madhuban, when you are paying attention to yourself, and especially, is an attention which gives us great dividends, because attention makes us our task very easy. And normally, you know, in normal kind of like what we see in India, they call meditation is known as dhyan. And dhyan means attention. Paying attention to your own self, paying attention to our own journey, and paying attention to our effort. That is dhyan. Because that's why Baba said, It's not meditation or it is not sadhana or yoga, but it is remembrance. So remembrance of the point, remembrance that we are point of light, He is the Supreme Father, is also point of light, and then we have to put point, apply the point of drama to move forward and let go everything which is heavy, which holds us back. So we know, I think, the most, no one knows most about us, we know most about our own self. When I look at my journey, it's always difficult to make decisions, but once you are connected with Baba, once you are connected to your true self, then decisions don't take time. Then it becomes easy. Like the what Baba, this theme which I was listening when I came, the master bestower. Giving is something very easy. Giving, because when you are giving, you feel empowered. So when we become like Supreme Father, when we become master bestower, and I know the theme for the this year's retreat was also master bestower. So when I asked one of the sisters, what is the major obstacle, why don't we become master bestower? She said something amazingly very simple. She said it is our memories which hold us back. The memories of the past, the memories of feeling secure, holding on to things, that hold on, we don't become bestower. So I was walking one day, suddenly the memories of the maybe my childhood in the godly life, they came back. How I struggled, how I held myself back, how I was fearful of giving up certain things. So that memories hold us back, that we don't become master bestower. But master bestower, we have to be, you know, the first thing is like Baba says, that you need to be full of treasures. This confluence, we have treasures of knowledge, we have treasures of virtues, and we have treasures of powers. All that is with us. So the moment we take that effort to become master bestower, and when you give something, when you say something loud, you also listen to your own self, and you also feel good about it. The more you use it, the more you give it, the more powerful you become. Like what Baba said, the treasures are equal to every child, but there are certain children who use it, who increase their treasures, and then share it with others. They become more powerful. Like treasures become our own. The knowledge also, when we use the knowledge, then we become more wise, more powerful. You know, like in practical life, we sometimes feel that we are in the outside world, we are dealing with the outside situation, but this knowledge is applicable at every step. The more we use knowledge, the more we apply the knowledge in the world today, the more powerful we become. Like Baba says, that using your intellect to discriminate what to be and what not to be, that using intellect, that also saves us from many situations. Becoming what is my goal, what not to be and what to be. So that makes all the difference. So Baba empowers us, and we are on a journey where we can be like a lighthouse. You know, whenever I go for a walk around the lake, I feel, you know, there's so many people walking with you, but what is your consciousness? If you are in the consciousness of being a lighthouse, being in your own powerful stage, people would also feel, people would also ask. So whenever we do something, whenever we have time to do something, we need to say, what is my consciousness? If I pay attention to that stage, that would make all the difference. In Brahman life, it is not what we do, but with what intention we do, what is the intention behind every action, which makes the difference. So that is these, what Baba says, what is our sthiti when we are doing seva? What is our sthiti when we are going round the world? Wherever we may be in the lokic world, but our state of mind, our consciousness would definitely change the environment. People can feel the energy. They feel that you are different. They feel that you emanate some kind of energy. But it all depends upon my consciousness and my state of mind. Like mind, that's what Baba says, it is the mind which has to be connected to the Supreme. If the mind emanates energy, if the mind vibrates powers, then it makes the environment also very light and joyful. So our basic purpose in this Brahman life is to become an angel so that we are able to attain the divinity or the deity life without kind of any effort. Effortless transition should be there, and that would only happen when we have that consciousness that our every thought, every sankalp has to be positive and powerful. And once we are focused on that awareness, things become easy. So I'm very happy to be with you. Most welcome to Madhuban. And I'm sure that mind and body, they go together. And when the mind is strong and powerful, the body also cooperates. You have your healthy time here and happy time here. Thank you. Om Shanti.